This conference will.
Super. So what we want to talk about today is has to do with leadership, and with nothing greater than talking about John Maxwell, since he's kind of a hero in the leadership area and has tremendous amount of books out there on leadership. But the importance about leaders celebrating wins, and because I think this probably struck my fancy as well as Lydia. It was really Lydia's suggestion. I think part of it has to do with when economic times get tough and things aren't going the greatest, like some of us are foreseeing in our business over the last couple of years or just currently, we start getting into a little lull ourselves. We get lazy and we stop being positive. We kind of get caught up in what's going around in the country and what's going on around in the world, you know. Although out of everything, I'm excited. I mean, whichever side of the realm we're on, whether it's politics or whatever, I'm just excited for change. I like the change. But a lot of this, from an economic perspective, what's going on in our country, a lot of people are kind of, you know, they're kind of down about it. Well, and then it robs you because then you let it influence you, and all of a sudden you can't be the leader you need to be. And we really are about being the leaders we can be. And that means, you know, always showing that joy in our hearts and always coming out with positive, taking a positive track on things, no matter what is happening around us. And that's not always easy, is it? It's not always easy to overcome hardships and things that are happening in our environment. But we need to always be viewing what is the positive out of this. What is the greatness out of this? And I think it's, you know, for those of you who tie back to Christian upbringing, you know, Romans 8:28. That's one of my favorite passages. You know, it really kind of, if I have a kind of a passage that reflects, you know, something I've always been committed to, it's about how do we always find something positive no matter how negative a situation is. And that's kind of what our talk is about today. It's about why leaders should celebrate wins. It's why should we go out of our way and bring into celebration mode in each and every opportunity as we see our organization grow or somebody in our organization grow or somebody just get their very first sign up, whatever it might be. We as leaders want to be right on top of that and celebrating that with the people. And it's sometimes hard for us to do that because everybody's so fast-paced today. We're on a trek that just we're run, run, run. We're always trying to do something new. We're doing a new marketing idea every other day. We're trying to get out and meet people and open up their eyes and educate the world. And so we get so caught up in our immediate tasks and we fail to stop and what we call smell the roses, right? And part of that smelling the roses is acknowledging people. And if you have any history about what motivates people, you'll know, and I've taught this many, many times, the fact that there's a study done that came out with the following statistics. There are three major motivators in our world today. I'll give you the three of them, and then we'll talk about which one's number one, right? Which one's number two, which one's number three. The three major motivators, if you ask somebody just point blank, what are three major motivators of people? Typically, the first response somebody gives is the word money. And that comes out of our society here in the United States, but I'm going to challenge you to suggest that that doesn't happen in a lot of other countries because they just don't have the same capitalistic kind of that, you know, what occurs is a natural repercussion, kind of the greed element or always about money, making more money, everybody's after money, you know, it's what happened to our food supply here, everybody was after money instead of nutrient value, and I mean, everything got kind of perverse. So our society is different than a lot of other ones, but money is still a huge motivator, right? And number two, a lot of people talk about acknowledgement, and that's what we're talking about today is acknowledgement. It's a huge motivator. People get acknowledged, that motivates them to do more things. It's a positive reinforcement mechanism. It gives them recognition among their peers. It has a tremendous element of feeling good about yourself, and people will tend to do more activity in something where they feel good about themselves when they're doing it. So if you can help people feel good about themselves doing Nanotech, what's going to happen? They're going to want to venture into that activity more and more. And then a third major motivation is something called purpose or mission. And if I asked you which one is number one, some of you probably heard me train this before, and you would get it right, which is not money and it's not acknowledgement. It's purpose and mission. The number one motivator in the world is to be part of something bigger than ourselves, which is what gives so much impetus to our Give for Real program and what's going on with Sam. By the way, Sam told me this morning that we're going to have a brand new video going out next week on the Give for Real program. And And I got to have some input in the early stages of it, just in terms of, most effective languaging, what kind of voice we wanted on it, what, some of the words and how to address certain things. So that was fun for me to be a part of the process, but I can't wait to see the final product, but that's coming out next week. So purpose and mission number one. But number two, ahead of money, is acknowledgement. And that's, again, that's what we're talking about today. The number two motivator on the face of the earth, well, at least I should say United States of America, the number two motivator is acknowledgement. People like to be acknowledged. So it's important for us to understand that our failure to acknowledge people is a detractor factor. But even more important to that is when you look at acknowledgement, you want to talk about who are you as a person. If we are leaders, and I'm going to suggest that everybody on this phone call, and some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, I don't even have anyone in my downline yet. You know what? Doesn't make a difference. You're still a leader. We're all leaders. We are all leaders. If you have children, you're a leader. If you have a spouse, you're a leader. If you have family, you're a leader. I mean, we lead in so many ways that you may not even acknowledge it, but we're all leaders. But it's important that as a leader that we're developing our own brand. We all have our own specific brand that we develop as leaders. And we call the gal who wrote part of this article, she was referring to it as strengthen your own personal leadership brand. And she defined personal leadership brand as the way others perceive, think, and feel about you as a leader. That's your branding. So, again, branding is huge today as we look at social marketing. We know it's all about branding. Well, so is your own leadership brand when it comes to you building your organization. It's why we talk about it being so critical that we always are coming from integrity, that we show critical values in everything that we do so that no one out there questions you and starts, you start seeing that branding deteriorate because you do things that aren't appropriate, aren't right, and people perceive that, and then all of a sudden they lose their admiration for you or their willingness to follow you because you're not representing to them the kind of leader that they want to follow. So always know that when you're standing in a leadership role, which we all are, we want to communicate and get across in many different ways of communication our personal leadership brand and keep it at its highest and best level. So that leadership branding about, celebrating successes and acknowledging people is what really is going to cause people to appreciate you more. And it's part of the process of being successful in Manatech, because I don't think anyone can be successful in Manatech long term without developing great leadership skills. Why we put people through Clemmer and all the different activities is to try to help people see some of the things that are holding them back from being the leader within. And this alone, just this building your personal leadership brand alone, can make or break your success in this business, because it impacts your image, it impacts your reputation with other people, it impacts your relationships with the people in your downline and people crossline. It also will impact your performance, because it's going to, if you're not having good relationships with people, you're going to be less committed to developing and building those relationships. And it's going to impact your ability to retain the team members that you have, because they're going to start looking elsewhere if they can't get the leadership from you. So it plays an incredible role. So we always want to be green and growing in this field, no matter what level of leadership you're at, no matter how good you think you are. It's always something that you want to grow. You want to continue to grow and be green and growing in developing your personal leadership brand. And I love that concept. So maybe write that clause down and keep that handy for yourself. What is my personal leadership brand? And what am I doing today to support it? So it's a great tool to work on a daily basis to make sure that you're consistently, building that personal brand. It also fits with the fact that Mary Jo talks a lot about building a to-do list on a weekly basis. You're kicking off Sunday night or first thing Monday morning, you got your monster to-do list, and then you kind of prioritize it and add more things to it as you go through the week. But I always told you on the to-do list you should also have a to-be line, right? I mean, what characteristics are you working on about yourself? And to-be is really important. So that's part of your leadership. What are beingness are you working on this week, next week, whatever week, to grow? All right, so that kind of gets in kind of just a basic foundation of why we want to be in a position where we're celebrating wins, the importance of our personal leadership brand, and the importance of acknowledgement in terms of reinforcement. Now let's look at their 10 10 ways that are outlined, 10 top, or I should say 10 reasons why celebrating wins is important for you, your team, your company, and for building your own leadership brand. So I want to just run through each of those, and we'll talk about maybe some things that you can do differently to support these different reasons and make them, you know, make them valid, or make the activities that you're doing being in support of these celebration and these reasons why to celebrate. So first one is celebrating wins reminds your team to keep striving even in a poor economy. So what does that mean? That means that, you know, when economic times are down, do you like not have anything to celebrate? And I'm going to suggest to you that even signing up one new associate can be something to really celebrate about. So don't quit celebrating wins and victories because somebody hasn't hit the minimum of 5 new associates in the business period. That's ludicrous. That's your standard, and it's causing you to fall off base, and it's not very honoring or respectful to the people around you. So look at those business builders and see what they're doing and see what your people are doing who are trying, brand new people. I love, you know, one of the things I love to do is when a person is a brand new associate and they sign up their first associate. I mean, it's a recognition. Remember when you got your first associate, when you signed up in Manitech and you signed up your very first person, how big of an event was that for you? Well, see, what happens to us as leaders, we get so far removed from that because for me it was like 12 years ago. So it's hard to remember that, isn't it, right? Well, memory shouldn't dissipate so much that we forget how critically important it is to a brand new person. So there always should be some huge acknowledgement that you send out for that new person who signs up their very first one. It's really cool to make that happen. So it's one of the things we can do. The other thing that we can look at, and here's a way that I always tackle it on a monthly basis, you know, at the end of each business period, which we just finished a business period, right? In fact, today's the first business day of the new business period because our last business period ended last Friday night at midnight. So what do you have on your computer today? You've got your top, you know, top associates, top enrollers. You've got your people who had the top growth in their organization, right? We also have a sheet that tells us how many points people have earned towards the new incentive trip, so you can go out and recognize those people today. I used to send out, mail out a certificate that said top enroller in my organization. And when I reviewed this with, you know, to do this talk today, I was like kicking myself because I said, why did I ever stop that? I mean, you know, it's kind of like it fell off because it used to be that people were enrolling 18. I had one guy who got a certificate just to give you the effectiveness. He was signing up 18 people up, 16 people up. Each business, I was sending him certificates, and he was laughing at me because he said he's lining his wallpaper in his bathroom with my certificates. But he loved the recognition. And this guy was driven. Like for 2 years straight, he would sign up between 12 and 20 associates each business period. And so don't ever discount the importance, even what they tell you what they might do with your certificate, but the fact of the acknowledgement that they're getting it. So I suggested to Lydia, we're going to start doing that again, because that fell off. You know, the business fell off. And again, when you have poor economy and poor economic times, that's no excuse not to stay with that celebration mode. So we're going to put that back in there. The other things that you have on your success tracker is, you know, your power bonus, new team bonuses, top volume growth, all these things. You just have a whole category of recognition off of success tracker. And you should jump in there today, if you haven't done it yet, and get all that information out and go out and acknowledge the people that fit into those categories. And it's not woe is me, it's about, you know what, I'm going to acknowledge people no matter what it is. Even if somebody had a 1% growth in their business, you know what, it's an acknowledgement about growth, and it's going to help support them. So it's important because even in a poor economy, if you don't do it, people will tend to lose their desire and lose their activity level, and maybe that's some of what's transpired in your business over the last couple of years because you kind of got glum about it, so you actually passed on that whole outlook to people in your organization. when you needed to be that leader that celebrate, continues to celebrate. Okay? So celebrating even in poor economy, critical, critical. And we have a great time today to do a lot of celebration because it's the end of a business period. And some of you might say, well, Mary Jo, but my business didn't grow last year or last month, or I only had one sign up. I said, one is good. Go out and celebrate with the person that had one sign up, whatever it is. If you didn't have growth in your overall organization, maybe you still had somebody in your organization who saw some growth. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you grew, but maybe somebody in your downline grew. And whatever it is, but it's a little recognition that you give, and then that helps them get more interested in what's actually going on. Sometimes it's people who don't even understand what growth is, and you all of a sudden turn them on to the business. So no excuses. Just go make it happen. Number two, celebrating wins reminds you that a planned and focused goal-setting process works. Yes. Put an exclamation mark after this one. When you reward people for action that they take, that what are they going to do? They're going to take more action. So you want to reinforce the fact that action is typically guided by a plan. So when you reinforce people and say, great job, like when I talk to my people today about, you know, how many points they have towards the incentive, a lot of them have developed plans on how they plan on winning the incentive. So I just want to reinforce the fact that, hey, let's celebrate the wins. This is how many points you got, da-da-da-da, so your plan is working. Or if their plan, they didn't quite make their plan, we could at least celebrate what they did accomplish and then start talking about how do we revamp the plan to make sure we accomplish the net result. But it's always about celebrating, because if we can reinforce the importance of goal setting and plans, what is that going to help the person do? It's going to help the person always use plans and goal setting in their process. And that is so great, because we know the critical importance of goal setting and planning. You know my favorite saying about that, failure to plan is a plan to fail. So, again, reinforcement and celebration helps reinforce the idea that goal setting and planning works, and that's what you want to do in any opportunity you have. Number three, celebrating wins motivates your team to continue delivering great results, okay? Right, because motivation, it's a motivation. A celebration is a motivation, and motivation is critical, especially during tough times, economic times, whatever. You need some form of motivation. So celebrating with people is a form of motivation. They'll recall it, and they want more of it. We get celebration addicted. We want to have more of that. So if we recognize that what events that we create causes the celebration, then it will motivate us to continue delivering great results. So the idea is motivating your team is critical. Celebration is critical as part of the process to motivate. Some of us learn other ideas because we grew up in a German environment or something, and I say that only because my family was very German. We didn't do a lot of celebrating. Ours was all about, like, you know, hammering. You know, it was very unemotional, very driven, you know. So I think there needs to be more celebration. So let that go in your past and say, okay, it's time to celebrate more. It's time to have more fun with what we do. Because one of the things we also want to introduce to people that our business is fun. And if it's not fun, then I tell people, why do it? If you're not having fun in it, then why do it? Number four, celebrating wins unifies the team around a positive outcome. Absolutely. If you have a group of people working towards one direction, and you could say, well, how does that work? How do I have a group working? Well, you could have a group of people in your organization that are all fighting to win the incentive, right? And you could group them together and have weekly calls with your people that are committed to Bermuda, a CTB group, right? Committed to Bermuda, and weekly calls. And then at the end of each business period, you can celebrate the wins for the people. And it allows the whole team to get together and get more conscientious about creating their results. Or you can set a team goal of, okay, team, let's get 25 people to manifest out of our organizations. Great. And everybody reports in, and when the team finally hits that 25, what a glorious victory that is for the whole team. They work together. They just, you know, have a blast around achieving a positive outcome. And it's amazing how that motivates people. So if you're still lingering on the manifest thing, maybe it's time to put a group together and say, let's get 5 more people to manifest, okay? Can we do this as a team and group a bunch of your leaders together and make that happen? What a celebration. Five is celebrating wins reminds the team that they work for a winning organization. This is an issue about environment. You want to create a winning environment in your organization. And if you create a winning environment, then people are going to be more attracted to being a part of it. If you create a losing environment, you're going to cause people to flee. So celebrate victory, creating that creates that positive environment for people, and you're going to be more of an attractor factor than a distraction for people. And that's what we want to do, is be attractor factors. We want to attract as many people. We want to get them excited about what they're doing, as well as the people that they're sharing with. What a difference it makes, right? When you send somebody out in the field to do some prospecting, whether they're excited or they're in the doldrums, night and day. We are people that, it's a law of attraction, people. It's whatever you're out there, whatever you put out there in the universe is going to come back to you. So you want to help people be positive and take on a, you know, a positive outlook and feel great about being part of your team. Six, celebrating wins forces you and, or win, celebrating wins forces you and your team to concentrate on the positive rather than the negative. Absolutely. You have tons of negative stuff. I mean, all of us, we can look around and we can have negative stuff. In fact, I'll share with you something that just happened to me yesterday. It's kind of intriguing. I'm sending my pastor an email today. For the last 2 weeks in my church, my worship leader, my announcement, which is the youth minister, and then my pastor, throughout the service, 3 to 4 times, each one of them brought up, you know, at one time, so there are 3 to 4 times where they talked about how tough things are and how it's, you know, it's no matter where you are right now, it's really tough, things are really tough. And I heard it over and over and over again, and this is the second week in a row. And I was like, so today I'm writing an email to my pastor just like saying, you know what, you're chasing me away from this church. I said, I don't need to, for people to keep reiterating that things are tough. I mean, it's like we always, things are going to be tough. But to keep emphasizing them over and over and over again, like week after week, it's like, you know, okay, I can't wait to go to church to get depressed. You know, it's like, geez. So I am, and that doesn't mean I'm one of these feel-good ministry people. I'm not like, you know, God wants you to be rich. That I, you know, that's not my style. I understand times can be tough. But the idea is that we have phenomenal hope in Him, and that's what makes times glorious. So we need to be focusing on the joy and the glory of what He brings, and that's the same thing I say about my business. Yeah, I can focus on, you know, the Texas AG and ramifications of all that stuff, even though it's like so far in our history today, it's like so far gone. But it's your choice what you want to focus on and what you want to relate to. So make a better choice. Relate on the greatness. Relate on positive things. Keep your head straight about being positive about things, and move forward in light of that positive nature. It's amazing how it'll help you have a more balanced view of our society as well, because no matter where you politically are, you know, there are political events out there that can get people really riled up. But if you look at them and you go, okay, what can I find positive of this? You know, I was born and raised in Wisconsin, so you guys, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Wisconsin today, right? I mean, you can't miss it. It's all over the news how the governor doesn't want to negotiate. He just wants to basically ban collective bargaining. And, you know, a lot of people can say, well, they shouldn't have the rights to do this. Well, you know, there are sides to, there are arguments on both sides of this issue. But it's intriguing to stay positive about the results that can be affected, because there's no question that the unions are making lots of concessions now, which is great, which they would have done anyway facing the table. But is it necessary to totally ban collective bargaining? Is that a necessity here, or is this just somebody trying to grandstand in the process of trying to make the meet budget needs? I mean, so there's just, so it's fun, but it's fun that when I look at it from a positive perspective, instead of getting angry about one side or the other side, it really allows me to be able to see both sides of the picture really well and see how the net result could be something really tremendous, and now really pray towards that direction. Instead of the defeat of one versus the other, let's pray for the best possible result out of the process, right? So anyway, so it's just a neat thing. So if you can concentrate, even in a situation where you might think is negative, you can take it and make it positive. And that's true about Manatech as well. Every single thing that happens, whatever it is, you always take it and turn it into something positive. How can I contribute? And I find, you know, as entrenched as I was in the Mexico project, the more entrenched I got with what was going on at corporate, sometimes I was totally in a disagreement with what they were doing and some of the things that were coming out of corporate. And yet I kept bouncing back going, Mary Jo, if you disagree with it, don't just get angry about it. Stay positive. What can you do to transform it? And that happened over and over again, whether it was the PACs, whether it was the pricing, whether it was whatever it was. Thank goodness that Manatech is a company that listens, because it's a great opportunity to stay totally positive and just affect better change, affect better results. And that's what we need to do every day. Go out and affect better results. Stay positive and affect better results. Okay, so that's six. Number seven is celebrating wins builds momentum for you and your team. No question, the big mo. I tell everybody that's what it's about. You don't think we have some momentum going on after 12 signups in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks? Big time. Yeah, a lot of people are trying to get their team bonuses, getting their power bonus. There's just a lot of momentum being built from that. So, but the celebration of the wins and the victory of, first of all, getting their first sign up and then celebrating with them about building their team, these are all great things. They're great. They're fun. It's a joyous time, and it builds momentum, because when one person sees somebody else build a team bonus, now it's like, I want to get that. I want to earn that $100 every month. Great. Well, let's go after it. Let's go do it. It builds positive reinforcement, celebration builds momentum for everybody else, because we're human beings. We want to catch up with what Mr. Jones is doing. You know, if he's got something great, let me in on it. I want to figure out how to do it and get it for myself. So momentum is, and momentum, there's nothing quite like momentum in network marketing. That's the stage where you get to kind of, sometimes leaders get to sit back and just kind of watch it all happen around them. But they're the ones that set it in motion. It didn't just happen. It's something that you set in motion by your level of activity and celebrating wins, and celebrating drives momentum like nothing else. Eight was celebrating wins gets you away from mundane day-to-day tasks. Yahoo for that. How many of you wake up every morning and you go, in the doldrums, right? Excuse me. All the things you need to do that day, it's the same old stuff you did yesterday or a week before, or and it's just like, and it, you know, you tend to look at it as a little monotony. There's a little bit of monotony to it, right? My problem with those of you who see this business that way is, what are you doing with prospecting? I mean, there are 101 different tools out there for prospecting. There's zillions of people out in this world today just looking for some help. And you know, there are so many ways you can find them that I don't find that any of it could ever have any monotony to it, because there's always something new to be done, new people to see. You go, well, Mary Jo, I don't have anywhere to go today. I mean, I go, great, go to Home Depot. I can go to Home Depot without wanting to buy anything, and I can interact with 5 or 10 people. Those people in the aisles are so friendly, and I get to talk to them about what's going on in my house and look at different things. And, you know, I may not buy a thing, but you know what? I can start lots of conversations in Home Depot, because they're there to serve me. And you know what I'm doing there? I'm there to serve them. They don't know it yet, but that's why I'm there. So the beauty of it is get away from mundane by doing something different, and you have choices about that, but also celebrating wins, you know? Celebrate what is good. Some people go, well, Mary Jo, nothing good has happened. I said, oh, it's in the eyes of the beholder. Every single day in your life, you have wins that you can celebrate. Every single day in your downline's life, they have wins they can celebrate. They're just not looking at the greatness within, and that's what they need to start doing. Look at the greatness around you. Look at the things that you have to celebrate about. I mean, there's just so much out there, and we just want to focus on negative or focus on, you know, downers or something. I go, geez, get out of it. What does it do for you to focus on a downer? Nothing. Nothing. It just robs from you. So is it choice? Yeah, it's choice. So I suggest celebrate wins. It's great. It'll break you out of your mundane tasks. It'll give you some new joie de vivre and drive your life. So 9, celebrating wins allows you to connect with other colleagues in a way that is just not work-related. In other words, you can start doing things like this. Somebody has a big month or something. You say, hey, come on, I want to take you out for a movie, or I want to take you out to lunch, or I want to take... Do something totally outside the realm of Manatech with them. Some of us always want to reward people, celebrate wins by giving them something like, I'll give you 10 new application forms. I'll buy you 2 sets of marketing materials because you signed up the most number of people last month. Well, why not just do something totally unrelated to Manatech? So it's really something special. You know, I'll give you a ticket to a spa, or I'll give you something at this, or I'll take you out to lunch, or I'll go to a movie, or we'll do something fun. We'll go to the arts district, or we'll go to the museum together, depending on what the person's likes are. Again, it's listening to the other person and understanding what they like, because you want to be rewarding them in celebrating their win. So do something fun and different, non-work related, really go out there and do something special, and it's an attractor factor. It builds relationships, right? And what are we all about anyway? Building relationships. So the stronger you build a relationship with the people in your organization, the better results you're going to create. So work on celebrating and building those relationships, okay? And then finally, number 10 is celebrating wins allows you to reward specific team members. Absolutely. You get to pick out special people, and what does that do? It lifts them up around other people. So specific team members get lifted up. Now, why this becomes so important is the fact that they recognize the activities that they did to cause them to be specifically, you know, picked out of the crowd. And what's so cool about it is it really motivates them that now they know, they understand. And so does everybody else. Everybody else on the team, everybody else in your group understands why this person got special treatment or had, you know, they went through a celebration for this special person. So what it does is it gives people the path and acknowledgement of what they need to do to receive that same kind of celebration. So important for us to, you know, get specific members to feel great, to celebrate with them, and allows others to see how they can receive the same rewards as well and have the same celebration. Now, a couple of last points before we close today. Everybody get this? Are we going to go out and celebrate more? Absolutely. Just make a commitment today. I'm celebrating more. And I'm going to acknowledge my people in a greater way because I've left that go by the wayside and they need to hear from me. Right? So we're going to do more celebrations out there. We're going to keep our eyes on our success tracker. We're going to keep our eyes on our people. We're going to work with people. And we're going to go out and have more celebrations. And you can even celebrate for other reasons than Manitech as well, but we're trying to tie this into the Manitech business. But, you know, if somebody comes back from a mission trip, you can say, come on, I want to celebrate with you this incredible trip you're on and take them out to lunch. That's building relationships, people. That's part of your personal branding as a leader. So celebrations can occur even outside the realm of rewards. I talked about rewards for Manitech, but this is about loving these people on your team and supporting them as human beings. So you want to make sure you're celebrating outside things outside of Manitech as well. But the important thing about celebrations is what? Recognize this. Not in your outline, but I want you to write it down because I want you to understand that wins must be celebrated in a timely fashion. In other words, you don't come back and say, you know what, in 2004, you won this award, and I never got a chance to take you out to lunch, and now it's 2011. Now, that's a dramatic example, but I'm talking about when, like we just talked about the end of a business period. If you try to call somebody 3 weeks from now and say, hey, I wanted to recognize you because you got your team bonus, and the people are going, yeah, about 4 weeks ago, you know, I mean, you see the difference? You want to immediately jump on that opportunity to celebrate and acknowledge people. So make sure it's timely, and that's why today is a huge day for all of you doing the Manitech business because it gives you an opportunity to jump in Success Tracker and find things to celebrate with people about, right? I want you all to commit to doing that today. Even if your business fell down, even if you only had one sign up, whatever it is, I want you to go in Success Tracker and find reasons to celebrate with people and get them on the phone and do some celebrating, all right? And then the final point is celebrating is what? It's a win-win-win. It's my favorite. Number one, the person that's getting acknowledged has a huge win, right? Why? Because one of the number one motivators we have in life is being acknowledged, and people love to be acknowledged. It's a greatness. It just gives you positive reinforcement, builds self-confidence, builds energy, builds motivation, all that stuff. So the person who gets acknowledged has a huge win. Number two, it motivates others to work harder to achieve a win themselves. So you're motivating people around you. So it's a win for everybody in your organization because they now see the motivation they have now to achieve the same result. They want to have a big celebration at the end of the next business period or whatever, so you got a motivation factor going on. And then number three, a big win is a big win for you in that your own personal leadership brand is getting tremendously reinforced because you're showing you're a leader who loves to recognize people and give them positive feedback on what they do. Okay? So win, win, win. Why leaders celebrate? Any feedback from you guys? How about you guys? How have you seen yourself over the last year, 6 months, whatever? Are we being celebrating leaders, or are we not such celebrating leaders? Anyone want to communicate? Just some feedback from the field. Or how can we see how we can celebrate more? Are you guys seeing a possibility here about how I participate more in people's lives?
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Rebecca. I just thought of something because I don't have too much going on right now underneath me. I'm the only one doing things, but I was just thinking I can acknowledge people for just being faithful with an automatic order.
Wow. There you go. And just say, you know what, I'm just calling you today because I want to tell you how great it is. I've looked at your ordering. I said you're staying on these products. But you acknowledge them for the commitment they're making to their health and their family's health. Bring it. You got that? Isn't that cool? Because if you tell somebody and you congratulate them on being on auto order, that's it. That's the impersonal side. The personal side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
You got it? Super.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. You can say so. Even if nothing's going on in my business, it's not growing or anything. But I just can go and talk to people who have an automatic order and say, "Wow, you are so awesome. You know, I just feel blessed to have people like you in my life who have made such an incredible commitment to their health and the health of their family. I just honor you for that, and I just wanted to tell you that today. Wow, what a great celebrate, right? Super. There you go. Great idea, Rebecca, and thanks for sharing for everybody else on the call as well. Yeah. Anyone else?
Hey, Mary Jo, it's Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hey. You really did challenge me today, and I think that you were right. Like there's so many things that I used to do that I haven't been doing just because of the environment and that kind of thing. So I think this is exciting, and I'm just going to make an effort to get back on that track and make sure we're celebrating every little thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paula. Absolutely. And there are a lot of things that come in our lives that to hold us back. But yeah, great. Good acknowledgement. And, you know, and celebrating, too, brings a lot of joy in our lives. I mean, it's a way to get your, you know, endorphins going. So some people say, well, I'm really down about something. Well, nothing better than going out and celebrating with people. That'll lift your spirits. So, yeah, great. Maybe less Prozac in this world, right? Yeah, amen. So thanks for sharing, Paula.
Well, this is Mary Jo.
Uh-huh. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, this certainly brings the focus off of you, me, and
on
to others. You know, and it's always about to say, well, gee, you know, if you don't celebrate yourself, it's hard to sell. But you know what? It's a kind of a circle.
Uh-huh.
You celebrate other people to get yourself celebrating about you, too.
Exactly. Great. Yeah. And it's about really being excited about other people. And no matter what small things they might be doing or not, you know, it's just getting into that realm of acknowledgement of others. It's very powerful and really reinforces you. So, yeah, it's that win-win-win. When you start seeing it for what it is, you'll really delve into it more because it is a win-win-win. Yeah. Great. Okay, you guys, great call, great day. Now let's go out and let's all commit to being some just incredibly celebrating people, that we're going to have a great week and we're going to celebrate everything that happens around us, and we're going to help our people at the end of the last business period, whatever greatness they might have created or didn't create or whatever. We even can celebrate an automatic order. So let's go out there and start doing that, take that perspective, and I think it's going to help all of you pick up your attitude and obviously help reinforce the people you touch, because I know that you're going to make them very happy people. You're bringing a lot of joy into their lives, and that's really what we're here for in the first place, right? So
Mary
love Jo. You all. Yeah,
Mary
Fred.
Jo,
yep.
I just want you to know how much I appreciate you getting information out like this colon death article that we can go out and take out to new people that we meet in our community. That kind of support material is, you know, it makes us look like we're trying to, you know, we really are trying to help people and educate people, that kind of material.
Absolutely. Because, Fred, what does it do? Get you totally outside the sales realm. Now you just love to help people. You have a heart and passion. And that's what I love to, and that's kind of how I talk to people about myself, too. I just go, you know, 12 years ago, the Lord totally took me and just wrapped me around in another direction. And he said, you know what, Mary Jo, servant's heart. You're here to serve. So when I walk into people's lives, I said, I'm here to serve you. Because that's what, I mean, that's the mission he's laid on my heart. So how best can I serve you? Let me start with just education. And it's fun. I mean, it makes it, it's so much fun. It is such a blessing.
And it's less stress. It's very low stress. There's no stress when you're trying to educate.
Zero. Zero.
So I really appreciate this information you're sending out all the time.
Right. You bet, Fred. Thank you. Thank you. Good, good. All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Monday. We'll go over John Maxwell's newest book. So if you want to go get it, you can go out and get it. If not, that's fine, because you're gonna have the whole book summarized for you by Mary Jo next Monday morning. All right. Love you all. Talk to you Monday.